I was surfing the internet one rainy night when I stumbled upon a weird website. The picture of a boy and a girl hugging with a huge smile made me think it was a dating service. It had a very odd name, Snuggle Buddies. I mean, I used to have Tinder many times, but this one seemed new. It said a woman can be hired on an hourly basis to come to your place and snuggle with you. Now, who would want that? There were lists of women with profile pictures. Each had different hourly charges. I have been single for quite a long time, so I had a thought. I wish I had stopped myself right there. There was a girl named Millie. She was cute and had a welcoming smile. Also, she was only charging $15 an hour. I had some cash in hand, hence I called the number below.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Millie?
Yes. Are you lonely? I can give you some tight hugs.
I immediately disconnected the call. My heartbeat got faster. Holy smokes. This website isn't fake. What do I do now? I live alone in a third floor apartment where no one cares about anyone. Suddenly, a message popped up on my phone. It was from the same number.
Send your address after making the payment for the first hour. I will be there in a wink.
With a nervous breath, I gave her the address and paid her $15 through Venmo. Again, a text popped up.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you.
I jumped from my computer and started cleaning my room. I took a quick shower, and when I came out with my towel on, someone knocked on my door.
Crap, she's here! Coming!
I almost stumbled to the door, completely forgetting that I should put on clothes first. As I opened the door, I saw a middle-aged woman wearing a bright pink dress with red stilettos standing in front of me.
You should hold it tight before it comes off.
I looked down and blushed in embarrassment.
Sorry! Come in, please.
Her waist was so big that she got stuck on the doorframe.
This damn door!
She stretched her hands towards me.
Can you pull me in?
I grabbed her hands and pulled her in. She looked so much older than the pictures, and her flaps of fat landed on me as we fell on the floor.
God, you're heavy!
What did you just call me?
She got up and stared at me with anger and hatred in her eyes. For the first time, I looked at her face from such a close distance. She had too much makeup on her.
What the hell are you staring at, huh?
Look, this was all a mistake, okay? I didn't mean to waste your time, but can you please leave?
How dare you? Do you even know who I am? I am the prettiest girl in the world, and you're telling me to leave?
Sure you are, but I just changed my mind. Look, I can give you $15 more for all this trouble, and...
She didn't let me finish and pulled me towards her and started hugging me.
All you need is to be loved. Here comes a tight hug.
Let me go! Let me go!
We're snuggle buddies! Come on, let's go to your bedroom and lie down together.
But... No!
She started pulling me into the bedroom. My life began flashing in front of my eyes. Why on earth did I come across this vicious website? She picked me up from the ground and threw me on the bed.
Now, it's time for the apple of my eye to get some lovin'.
She climbed on the bed and stretched her hands to take me in her arms. My back hit the wall. I was sweating in fear. Slowly, she grasped me like a python. Her flabby big arms crushed my head into her belly. I could barely breathe.
Please stop! Just...
My vision started to blur. I realized that not by getting enough oxygen, my brain was shutting down. Everything went black. When I woke up, the sunlight hit my face.
Where am I?
I tried to move my legs, but found them tied to the bed. So were my hands. Quickly, the nightmare of last night hit me. Did that woman do this to me? I started screaming.
Help! Help me! She tied me to my bed! Someone! Call the cops!
Shash! Shash!
The door slammed open. Millie entered my room in my towel.
I just came to take a bath. Don't worry, I'm here now.
Oh my god, who are you?
Her makeup was gone and so were her teeth. Her white stringy hair looked like a bunch of baby snakes. The skin on her face hung like a dirty old curtain. I was bluffed. This isn't some 19-year-old from California. This is an old creepy woman who has taken me hostage in my own apartment.
I will be right back in my clothes. Don't try screaming, because no one is coming to save you.
Her laughter echoed into my ear. Fear and terror hit me like a brick to the face. Just then, I heard another knock on my apartment door.
Hello? I'm in here! Please, help me! She's crazy! Please, help me!
I heard someone's voice from the other side of the door, followed by the thudding sound of huge feet rushing towards the door. I saw Millie running to the door. She tried to close the door, but whoever was on the other side got in. It was my landlord. He came for the pending rent. Seeing a huge, crazy woman running towards him, he got scared and ran away like a little kid. But the chaos had already woken the neighbors. People started coming out of their apartments for the first time.
I have to leave you now. You just got lucky.
Within seconds, Millie left the apartment. My neighbors untied me and the landlord called the cops. I explained everything to them and showed them the pictures of Millie from that website, but she was never caught. I had never used any dating sites since. I still wake up in a cold sweat dreaming of that gigantic woman crushing me in her arms.
Have you ever met someone on a dating app? I know that my friends have met a lot of people that way. Some of them are even in relationships now. But unfortunately, my experience was totally different. I had a few dates with other guys, but even though there were some that could be considered acceptable, most of them were pretty boring. Most of the people I dated were either completely silent while we ate or couldn't stop talking about themselves. Needless to say, there was never a second date with any of them. Anyway, all these terrible dates are nothing compared to my worst date. The date I went on with a psycho, a stalker, and a person who, if I let him, could have done me a lot of harm. It all started on Happn. I normally used several dating apps, but this was my favorite, as it connected me with people I had crossed paths with. The guy I was talking to called himself Alex. He was really nice, and from what he told me, he was as passionate about movies as I was. Despite being nice, I must admit that I was surprised at how insistent he was. He was adamant about meeting at his house to watch a movie that same night. Normally, I would have said no, but earlier that day, another guy had canceled on me, and I must admit that I was still a little angry about it. For some reason, I agreed. But before I went to his house, which was in an apartment building downtown, I told my whole family where Alex lived. When we finally met, I felt that I had made a good decision. Alex was exceedingly nice. He seemed very happy to see me, which seems strange to me, but he was probably just nervous. His apartment wasn't very big, but that was the price of living alone at such a young age. We put on the movie we had talked about before we met, and at that moment, the nightmares began. It wasn't more than 5 minutes into the movie that I turned my head and noticed Alex staring at me. At first, I thought it was a coincidence, that I had just caught him watching me and that he must really like me a lot, but that wasn't the case. Looking at him out of the corner of my eye, I noticed that Alex kept staring at me. At that moment, I realized how huge his eyes were, but it was Alex's obsessive stare that really made him as creepy as he was. I started to feel very uncomfortable. Was it my imagination, or was he not blinking? Was that even possible?
Hey, are you even watching the movie? Your focus seems to be elsewhere.
Yes, of course I'm watching it. Even after I called him out, his gaze never left me. I could bring it up again, but honestly, I was pretty scared. I just wanted to leave as soon as possible. I let the movie go on, and during that hour and a half, he never took his eyes off me. Alex saw absolutely nothing of the movie, only me, and he didn't stop for a second. As soon as the movie was over, I told him that I had to go home, that my mother had a health problem and I had to take care of her constantly. I told him that we could meet another day and get something to eat. At first, he agreed and rushed to open the door for me, but he became more and more insistent that I stay. He kept telling me that he had a great time, that it had been the best date of his life, and that he wanted to see me again. I lied to him and agreed to a second date. Alex was still looking at me with his scary psycho face. There was no telling what he might do if I turned him down. I took a bus home, rejecting his constant offers to come to my house, and as soon as I got back, I threw myself on my bed and turned on my cell phone. When I logged into my WhatsApp, I saw more than 20 messages and 10 missed calls from Alex. The messages started out fine, but the longer I didn't respond to him, his messages became more violent and were accompanied by a frenzy of calls. Without answering him, I simply blocked him and started crying. Not only had that been a failed date, but this man was also totally crazy. A few hours later, my mother knocked on my bedroom door and woke me up. It was midnight and she was about to go to bed, but she couldn't find her cell phone, so she asked me to call her. As I called, I heard her cell phone, but it seemed to be quite far away. I followed the sound of the cell phone until I got to our patio, and the phone was on a small table. As soon as I grabbed the cell phone, it rang, and out of curiosity, I opened it. It was a number that my mom didn't have in her address book, but I recognized it. It was Alex's number. The message said to look at my mother's photo gallery. When I opened it, I saw the last five pictures taken. The first two were of my mother in the kitchen cooking dinner. The other three were of me, sleeping. When I saw this, I almost dropped my cell phone. Had he followed me home? How had he slipped away? Finally, I received another message. This one said, "You should go inside. It's too cold." I ran into the house and locked the door. I went upstairs and into my mother's room, locking us in, and checked the corners to see if anyone was hiding. I called the police and begged them to come as soon as possible. The man might not just be spying on us from outside, but he could be anywhere. When the police arrived, they searched the house and found no one. I never saw Alex again. But recently, more than 2 months after the date, I received a message on my cell phone from an unknown number. The message said, "You shouldn't have blocked me." Not a day goes by that I don't live in fear because of that man. I haven't seen him since, but it was as if he was always around, behind a garbage can, in an alley, under my bed. I felt his presence everywhere. The police are not being much help either. At this point, I can only pray that Alex gets bored of me. Otherwise, I will have to live in fear forever. I've never had any luck with dating apps. Something about using them felt weird and unnatural. But something happened 2 years ago that put me off dating apps for good. I remember it like it was yesterday. I had just broken up with my ex-girlfriend, but I wasn't all too beat up about it. In fact, I was single and ready to mingle. My buddy Jonah helped me create a Tinder account so I could meet beautiful women online. Once my account was up, I scrolled through the profiles and noticed an incredibly beautiful lady named Amy. She had golden blonde hair, ocean blue eyes, and curves in all the right places. Her legs looked like they could go on for miles. However, I couldn't help but notice she had this dead look in her eyes. Her smile felt forced and lifeless, and her face looked like it was made of plastic. I didn't let that bother me, though. I was bewitched by how gorgeous she looked. "Dude, you should totally chat her up," Jonah said. I was a little nervous, but eventually I picked up the courage and sent her a message. To my shock, she responded within minutes. From then, we started chatting and we really hit it off. As it turned out, she was really into me, just like I was into her. We went from chatting to flirting and even sexting, and I was loving every minute of it. Finally, after a couple of weeks, she asked for us to meet. "She wants to meet up? Dude, you really hit the jackpot with this girl. Who knows, after your date, you might even get lucky," Jonah teased.
I suggested we meet at a really swanky 4-star restaurant in El Paso, but surprisingly, she didn't want to go there. In fact, she wanted us to meet at a bar just on the outskirts of town. I wasn't complaining. In fact, I was a little glad, because it meant I wouldn't have to spend a lot on food. That day, I went to the bar and sat at a table while I waited for her to arrive. The place was a real dump. There was no one there but truckers and hookers, and they all stared daggers at me. More concerning was that it was taking Amy way too long to get there. I texted and called, but she wasn't responding. Then, when I was finally ready to leave, she walked in.
"Sorry I'm late. I got caught in traffic,"
she said, as she took the seat opposite me. Her excuse didn't make much sense. This was El Paso. There was hardly ever any traffic. I thought of calling her out on her lie, but I didn't want to start our date on the wrong foot. "That's okay. I'm glad to finally meet you." Something else was off. The girl that sat at the table looked almost nothing like Amy. In fact, she looked Hispanic, while in her pictures, Amy was clearly a white lady. The only semblance she had to her pictures was the blonde hair, and even that looked tacked on. Was I being catfished? I became a little worried, but I decided not to overreact. "I'm sorry to be so forward, but you look a little different from your profile pic."
"Oh, you noticed? I haven't been feeling very well. In fact, I almost called to cancel, but I didn't want to disappoint you."
"Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're feeling better now."
"Yeah, I feel great now that I'm here with you."
"So, what would you like to eat?"
"Actually, I have to use the ladies' room real quick. I need to powder my nose. I will be right back."
She walked off to the bathroom. While she was gone, I took the opportunity to look over Amy's profile again. And just as I thought, this girl looked nothing like her. But then, I noticed something else even more disturbing. Something was off about some of the pictures. Amy had more than 5 fingers on one hand in some of them. And in others, she had rows of teeth like a great white shark. They were simply too tiny to be 32 in number. Then I checked out her Instagram and noticed the same thing. In fact, some of the faces in the background were blurred. I immediately called Jonah up to let him know what was happening. "Dude, I'm on that date with Amy now, but she looks nothing like her pictures. In fact, I noticed some of her pictures looked crazy weird and photoshopped." "What? For real? Send them over, I'll take a look." I mailed the pictures to him immediately. Then he responded. "Dude, that's not Photoshop. These pictures aren't real. They're AI generated. In fact, I'm pretty sure none of the people in these photos exist." "That's crazy. What should I do?" "You're being had. Get the heck out of there." I immediately gathered my things and made for the exit. As I walked towards the door, I could hear her calling out to me, but I was in no mood to turn back. I walked towards my car in the parking lot. Suddenly, someone bashed my head from behind with a baseball bat. Lying on the floor and bleeding, I looked up and saw an intimidating man with a skull tattoo on his face. His head was bald and shiny, with a red bandana wrapped around it. His eyes were blood red and murderous. There were spots of blood on his white tank top.
"Where were you?"
he growled to Amy when she arrived.
"The brute almost fled! Can't you do anything right?"
"Whatever. He's here, isn't he? Pay me my money so I can get the freak out of here,"
she barked back. Dazed and confused, I watched as he counted a wad of cash and handed it over to the woman. Then she quickly left. Then I gawked in horror as he stuck a needle into my neck and injected an anesthetic into me. My whole body immediately went limp, and I couldn't even wiggle my finger.
"It's a lucky day, puta. Your ransom is gonna make us very rich."
He smiled devilishly as she shoved me into the front seat. Then we immediately drove towards the border. I tried as hard as I could, but I still couldn't move any part of my body. Luckily, a speed cop spotted us on our way to the border and flagged our car down.
"Mierda! Where did this pig come from? Play it cool, hermano, or you're dead meat."
The cop walked up to our window and immediately noticed something was wrong. I managed to mouth off the words "help" to him, and that was the clincher.
"Step out of the car, now!"
the cop yelled, and the man immediately zoomed off. A full-blown car chase ensued from there, as 3 more police vehicles drove after us. While the man was distracted, I managed to pry open the door of the car and then rolled out. My body was mangled, and my bones were shattered, but at least I was alive. The cops later arrested him. As it turned out, he and his gang used dating apps to lure and kidnap gullible white guys like me, and then collect the ransom on our heads. As for Amy, or the lady pretending to be Amy, they never found her. In fact, Amy never actually existed.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
After that ordeal, I deleted my Tinder account, and I haven't been on another date ever since.